All right, let's go to Philippians chapter 4. Thanks, Donnie. So, Philippians chapter 4. I just thought it would be nice to look at God's word concerning God providing for us. That God does provide for us as his people, and he always has for anyone that looks towards him. He always provides, and we're just going to look at an example in the Old Testament, just phenomenal. But before we do so, we're going to go to a very familiar verse of Scripture, chapter 4, verse 19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And that's just incredible. But it is true that God will supply all our need, which is means all our need, which is really incredible. And we're going to look at one example, and that is food. It's always a nice thing to have, right? And we're going to go to the Old Testament, to the book of Exodus, Genesis, Exodus, chapter 16. A great example here in God taking care of his people concerning food, which is a sustenance. It's what we need, obviously, to keep living. And this is, context-wise, the children of Israel had just left Egypt. I think they're in the wilderness for about a month and a half at this point. And where they had gotten some water miraculously. When they got thirsty, God provided a way for them to get water. And they were eating maybe what they came from Egypt with. You know, I'm sure they left with some type of food. Perhaps ate out of what was in the area where they were traveling through. But there came a point where when they get into the wilderness that the natural resources were no longer there. And they got a little hungry. And, of course, they just prayed and praised God and thanked God for that food coming. So chapter 16, we're just going to read the whole chapter, verse 1. And it says, and they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came into the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, would to God, now this is really interesting how their perspective changed so quickly. When they were in Egypt, they were crying to God that, you know, we're really starving here. And now they're going to have their perspective changes. Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots and we did eat bread to the full. Now, when you read those records, that's not the case. For you have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. That's not seen. I mean, that's really turning it around. Then said the Lord unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. So they're in the wilderness. Not natural resources are not there. If they were, perhaps God would just shake a few trees and apples would come out or something. But there wasn't anything. So he's still going to provide. Because it's not limiting God. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day that they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. Did I read verse 4? I think I did, right? Mm-hmm. Every day? Yep. Okay, verse 6. And Moses and Aaron said unto all the children of Israel, at evening, then you shall know that the Lord hath brought you out from the land of Egypt. And in the morning, then you shall see the glory of the Lord, for that he heareth your murmurings against the Lord. And what are we that you murmur against us? And Moses said, this shall be when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full. For the Lord heareth your murmurings which you murmur against him. And what are we Your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord. And Moses spake unto Aaron, say unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, come near before the Lord, for he hath heard your murmurings. And it came to pass, as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, at evening you shall eat flesh, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God. And it came to pass that at evening the quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay around about the host. And when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there lay a small round thing, as small as the hoarfrost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, it is manna. And the word manna literally means, what is it? Nobody's ever seen this before. What is it? For they wist or knew not what it was. And Moses said unto them, this is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat. Looking at it? Okay. This is the thing which the Lord hath commanded. Here it is. Gather of it every man according to his eating, an omer. For every man according to the number of your persons, take ye every man for them which are in his tents. And the children of Israel did so, and gathered some more, some less. So if you got a bunch of hungry guys in your tent, take a whole bunch. If you just got a couple people in there and they're really not that hungry, then just take a little bit. So everybody got to take as much as they thought they would eat. Not a bad deal. And the children of Israel, verse 17, it did so, and gathered some more and some less. And when they did meet it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according to his eating. And Moses said, let no man leave of it till the morning. Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto Moses, but some of them left it of it until the morning, and it bred worms and stank, and Moses was wroth with them. You know, don't try to do leftovers. God's providing that for today. Tomorrow there'll be more. Some people were nervous, and I don't know, and kept some, just in case. I understand that. You know, I keep food in my truck all the time. You never know, and there might be a 2-hour point where you don't have any food. But they're contradicting what the guidance was specifically. Just, you don't need leftovers. You're going to be fine. Notwithstanding, verse 20, they hearkened not unto Moses, but some of them left it until the morning, and it bred worms and stank, and Moses was wroth with them. And they gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating. And when the sun waxed hot, it melted. So they didn't even have to do clean up. Take what you want. Get it before the sun comes, you know, gets hot, and no cleanup. You don't have to wipe the table. I mean, it's as easy as it gets. And it came to pass that on the sixth day they gathered twice as much bread, 2 omers for one man, and all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. And he said unto them, this is that which the Lord has said. Tomorrow is the rest of the Sabbath, rest of the holy Sabbath, unto the Lord. Bake that which you will bake today, and seethe that you will seethe, and that which remaineth over lay up for you to be kept until the morning. Now this is totally different from the other days. Now he's saying, hey, take enough for 2 days and leave some, you know, for overnight for the next day. And they laid it up till the morning, and as Moses bade, and it did not stink. Neither was there any worms therein. Now that's miracle food. Sunday through Thursday, you take a little leftover and leave it on right. It stinks, breeds worms. But Friday nights, won't. It's amazing. Verse 25, and Moses said, eat that today, for today is a Sabbath unto the Lord. Today you shall not find it in the field. You know, don't even bother going out. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none. And it came to pass that there went out some of those people. There are always going to be somebody like that, it seems like. Some of those people on the seventh day for it to gather, and they found none.
Duh, I guess maybe Moses knew what he was talking about.
And the Lord said unto Moses, how long refuse ye to keep my commandments and my laws? See, for that the Lord hath given you the Sabbath, therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread for 2 days. Abide ye every man in his place, let no man run out of his place on the seventh day. So the people rested on the seventh day. And the house of Israel called the name thereof manna. And it was like coriander seed, white, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. That's not such a bad deal. And Moses said, this is the thing which the Lord commandeth. Fill an omer of it to be kept for your generations, that they may see the bread wherewith I have fed you in the wilderness, when I brought you forth from the land of Egypt. And Moses said unto Aaron, take a pot, and put an omer full of manna therein, and lay it up before the Lord to be kept for your generations. And the Lord commanded Moses, so Moses laid it up before the testimony to be kept. And the children of Israel did eat manna 40 years until they came to the land inhabited, to a land inhabited. They did eat manna until they came unto the borders of the land of Canaan. Now, Omer is the tenth part of an ephah. 40 years. Day after day after day after day after day after day. And they ate, even, you know, on the Sabbath, they only had to gather 6 days. But every day for 40 years, like Julie, not even near 40 years old, like her mom, not even near 40 years old. Can you imagine that's all you know all your life is that every day you just go out and pick some food and there it is. Every day. And just amazing. And he teaches, you know, he taught that this is so that man will know that I'm their Lord, their God. I will take care of them every day. It's amazing what would go through a person's. It's got to teach you. Now, what about us? How many years have we been speaking in tongues? And how many times have we ever gone to go speak in tongues and the words were not there? Has it ever happened to anybody? And God's the one that provides the words by way of the Spirit of God in us. Every time we go to speak in tongues, there it is. Amazing when you think about it. Every single time. Every day they woke up, you know, the Monday, the Sunday through Friday, and there it was for the eating. And every Friday night, through the night, that food didn't breed worms, didn't stink. It's amazing. The faithfulness of God providing every single time. Let's briefly look at, Deuteronomy chapter 8. We're not going to read the whole thing. I'm just going to read this one verse. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. Deuteronomy chapter 8. You know, Matthew 4:4, right after he was fasting, right beginning of his ministry, the devil came up and tried to tempt him and the first temptation was, you know, take this stone and turn it into bread. And Jesus' answer was this verse we're going to read, chapter 8, verse 3. It says, and he humbled thee and allowed thee to hunger, which was that very beginning of the time coming out of Egypt. He let them get a little hungry and see, okay, you guys are hungry now? I'm going to show you. I can provide for you every day. But they didn't get that lesson, I guess. And he humbled thee and allowed thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, mouth of the Lord, doth man live. You know, he was utilizing this, even though they needed the food, as a part of learning that, you know, we need all of God's word, and all of God's word is faithful. Just like placing that manna on the ground every morning. And that man can live by every word of God, not just in the food category. So when Jesus Christ was tempted, I used to always wonder, why did he use that scripture? You know, he could have said something other about food or something, you know, because it's a temptation. The devil's tempting him to take that stone. Jesus Christ obviously is hungry. He hadn't eaten for 40 days. I'm sure he was hungry. It even says he was. And that could be a temptation. Oh, I'm going to figure out my own way of getting this need met. And that was the temptation. You know, you don't have to rely on God. You can figure out a way of turning that stone into bread. And that's why he quotes this scripture. No. I'm living by what the Word of God says, not by, you know, we see it in grace, not by my ability. I'm living by the Word of God. It's pretty cool. And lastly, we're going to Joshua chapter 5. We're going to see the end of this. And it never comes back. Oh, I wish back for those days of manna. No, God's always providing better. Now, in Deuteronomy 8, not only said that he provided food, it says that their shoes didn't wear out, their clothing didn't wear out for 40 years. Can you imagine? I wouldn't mind. I don't think Dennis would mind. Probably most of the men here wouldn't mind. Wearing the same thing for 40 years probably wouldn't faze us one bit. The problem was with the women. They were probably mad at God. Hey, this stupid thing's not wearing out. My grace is sufficient for thee. Yeah, fashion designers weren't too popular back then. Joshua chapter 5, verse 10. This is right before they're about to enter into the promised land. 40 years later. Chapter 5, verse 10. It says, "And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at evening in the plains of Jericho. And they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn in the selfsame day. And the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna any more, but they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year." So they're out of the wilderness. And the wilderness doesn't provide, as we know, it's pretty parched. So God made another way. Now they're at a spot where there is food available. And they ate of the existing food. Somebody else harvested it. So they had another freebie. And then they started eating of the land, the food that the land would produce. There was an area where it was naturally produced. And God expected them to figure it out, you know, that way. But it just like ended, boom, it's done. One day, you know, maybe some of those guys went out, let's go see if it's going to be in there. But it wasn't. But look how God provided. In an area where there was nothing that could produce on its own, he provided it that way. When it could produce on its own, that's how he provided. So, but God does provide for his people, and he loves providing for us, loves it. And what an example, but for my mind, every time I can speak in tongues, it's proof that he's at least providing those words that he says he's going to provide by way of tongues. Could he not do that in any other category? Yeah, it's pretty cool. So, we have something that we can, within our own selves, rely in, that God provides for us every day, as an example.